Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We got a bunch of calls here. So let's get a few of them in here. I want to talk about Harden and the college football playoff. Longhorn Keith was first up. What do you say, Longhorn Keith?
Hey, good afternoon or good morning, fellas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Keith.
Real quick, same Merry Christmas to you guys as well. In light of the Christmas party or the cancellation of the Christmas party, I'm going to see Mark today.
Nice.
To try to get my lady a little gift, so I'm excited about that. Hey, real quick, man, I want to chime in. I agree with Dana in regards to the bowl system being played early on the season. I think it's an uphill battle for him because I don't know – or whoever is involved in that. I like the idea, but I just don't know how they would get that to go by with all of these. As you guys mentioned, there's so many political pundits involved in this, and people are, you know, fighting for their turf or their piece of the pie. And the other part of that, too, is I agree with him in terms of the CFP. You know, it has to be an expansion on the playoffs. It's more, what is the purpose of the Power Five or the other conferences, playing every year if they're never going to get a chance to get in. So I agree with him wholeheartedly on all of that, and I don't know how they make that change. I think one of you guys mentioned the other day the possibilities of the NCAA instituting a governing body, which, again, presidents and athletic directors will probably scoff at that, too. My last point is I don't know who's in charge. Is the Houston Sports Authority, is that still a thing?
Yeah. Yes.
Why is it that every time, like, all of these bowls that are canceling in California or teams not playing, why can't not one bowl game come to Houston? Everybody's going to Jerry's World. I guess high school football, I guess they're going to go to, you know, Dallas because obviously it's centrally located. But I don't understand why Houston is never in the talks or consideration for any other sporting venue. I mean, not as often as Jerry's World is.
We are, though. I think we put it out there for whatever reason. Well, Jerry's World is Jerry's World, and I think it's a much. But we have had, you know, we don't have the Cotton Bowl in Dallas has got a much better history. The Houston Bowl just doesn't have the same history. Houston's a great city to, you know, for big events. We've gotten the NCAA tournament. We've gotten I think that they're sticking with their five major bowls and they're rotating it there. And it's tough to get in. It's really tough to get in. But it's not like we're not trying. I mean, we do.
But what about the bowl cancel?
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Well, we've got...
You got a bowl. Texas
we've
bowl.
We've got our own bowl.
What about maybe playing in the Barry Center?
That seems unlikely.
Or at Rice. What about playing at Rice?
I think he said
that's really unlikely.
Lots of seats.
I mean, it's the New Mexico Bowl, so it doesn't have much flavor, but why wouldn't the New Mexico Bowl come here instead of Frisco? Or why wouldn't...
Yeah.
Well, now, I get the Rose Bowl going there.
Could you play it
there's
at
There's already
the,
infrastructure for that, but...
Although you can only have a certain...
Frisco already have a bowl?
I don't know.
You can only put a certain amount of people in, so you don't. You want a larger venue so you can get to your 25% number or whatever. But you know what would be cool? It's not for a venue. Is the stadium? Well, you could do University of Houston.
Yeah.
You could do TDC. You could do the Dynamo Stadium.
Yeah.
You can align
that.
That's
only 20,000. But
yeah, that's the problem. Houston has more,
Houston's
but it's still
40.
not at 60.
But 40 be good for a
that would be an outdoor venue in Houston at that, with the weather being whatever it is. I mean, what's the worst case scenario? Mid 40s?
No, it's perfect.
50 in game day.
It's perfect for football right
Exactly.
now.
Yeah.
To make Keith feel better, now it'll be 4 years from now, but Houston will host the national title game in 2024. That'll be at NRG.
So telling you, it's hard to it's really a lot of work to get that into the rotation of the semifinals and the championship. But we do. We got a team that just works their ass off.
Well, the semifinal will always be at one of the major bowl games, so you'll never get that. But you got a shot at the national title.
Yeah.
And they got that in 2024.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's always at the traditional bowls and not the Houston Bowl is late to the party.
Yeah, you have to bid for the title game like it's almost a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And try to get it. And they got it.
Daniel's next. Let's get him. He wants to talk about Harden. What do you say, Daniel?
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
How's it going?
Hey, I was calling about Harden. It's time for him to go, I think. He's terrible.
Well, I don't know about terrible, but it is time for him to go. You know, this play that he's running on the Texans on the Rockets is really, really you can't have a basketball team like this. You're going into the regular season now. Tomorrow, right? Or they play tomorrow?
The regular season starts today, but the Rockets do start tomorrow.
Rockets start tomorrow. Man, it'll be interesting to see, honestly, him on the court with this team if he's being such a pain in the ass behind the scenes and the guys, he's yelling at people and he's throwing basketballs at people. And it's going to be very interesting to see what this dynamic is on the court tomorrow. And if it is even on the court tomorrow. I wonder if this isn't like turning into the last straw kind of thing.
Well, he's pushing. Monday, Tuesday, he's gotten into, or Sunday, Monday, got into verbal altercations through a basketball. He's pushing to make it so untenable that he doesn't make it to the regular season start with the Rockets.
Right.
Like he wouldn't play for another team to start the regular season because the trade stuff, all that stuff has to go through. But I don't think he wants to play an actual game for the Rockets.
I don't think so either. He's working it. Yeah, Daniel, you're right. It's about time, isn't it? All right, man. Appreciate it. Daniel, thanks for the call. Let's get another Keith in here. He wants to talk about college football expansion. What do you say, Keith?
Good morning, gentlemen. Real quick on Harden, trade the MF-er today. But what I want to comment on is the college football playoffs. Now, I don't know what's been said. I just tuned in. I'm watching you guys on Twitter. But here's my take. I want to see eight teams. And, you know, to me the biggest thing is that people are against it because they don't think teams 5 through 8 belong. Give the young kids a chance. I mean, they deserve it. How many sports only have 4 teams in the playoffs? I mean, we saw a 16 seed beat a 1 seed in the basketball tournament. And, you know, that's what makes sports fun is it's unpredictable. I mean, you would have 2 less meaningless bowl games. We all need that. But here's the thing for me, and I like your thoughts on this, recruiting. Right now, if you're a top recruit coming out of high school, you know that there's only 4 spots open. You're going to go to Clemson, Ohio State, or Alabama. But with you got 8 spots, I think there's some coaches out there that could convince kids, hey, come play for us. We got a shot. There's 8 teams now. Wouldn't, if you had 8 teams, open up recruiting and make the field more leveled out, or no?
Yeah, I firmly believe, and here's the thing, too, if you include the group, I've been saying forever, the 5 conference champs, the group of 1 group of 5, and 2 at large, and if you got a qualifier on it, like the group of 5 team has to be a top 10, 12, 15 team, okay, that's fine, then that's fine, but I think I agree wholeheartedly, and these kids work so hard. At Rice, at UAB, at everywhere around the country, the not Power 5 schools, they work just as hard as the other kids do. They're the only kids in all of college sports and all professional sports, all high school sports, that don't have a chance to play for a national championship.
So did you hear the argument? There was an argument with or a discussion. Mac Brown had comments about expanding the playoffs and things like that. You know, there's a discussion about Group of 5 playoffs. The same way the Power 5 has their own. And really doing it because a group of 5 can't get us, so why not have a national champion of group of 5? And so that's being, I don't know if it's actually being discussed. It was just a topic on from coaches and a sports talk show is to say, you know what, look, go have your top four group of five teams and go have your top five power five teams, and you can, because we know they're already splintering. And the COVID thing could end up really, from a financial standpoint, could really end up battering some of the smaller teams when it's all said and done. We know it's going to splinter at some point. It's going to completely peel off. It has, for all intents and purposes.
Well, I asked Coach David Bailiff about it when he was at Rice, and he was like, absolutely not. We don't want any part of that. Because now you're second level.
Yeah.
And you become second level.
And you are right now anyway. It's just not discussed. No. But it's the difference between being a 5A and then they developed a 6A school football.
Exactly,
and,
right.
And it is, without question, it's almost like I think it's inevitable. I think it's inevitable that the FBS, that the Power Five splinter off. And if that's the case, then you could end up having Group of Five do that, where the Group of Five is eligible for the college football playoffs, but if they don't make it, then there's a separate one. I could see something like that happening. First of all, you have to put anything into account. What Dana says, as long with the bowl games earlier, as long as you can still throw corporate logos on there and make money on it, and you have TV. And frankly, there's more viewership at the beginning of the year. There's more. Now, it's not a bowl game so much as it's a kickoff classic, basically, with all these different. But you could still throw Camping World Kickoff Classic. You can, long as you got the money coming in, that's all that matters to these places. That's why I think an 8-team or 6-team playoff, I think it is inevitable in college football. But if they do that, then so is some form of revenue sharing. Right. That's going to be inevitable, too.
912 ESPN 975 713-780-3776. We got more calls on all of this stuff with Harden and college football. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 975.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 915 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We got calls. What's the deal today? I mean, this is highly unusual for these people. Who's up next? La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Hey, what's up, Lance? What's up, Delvincito?
What's going on?
Ojito, loquito, Janito, ¿qué pasó, man? How's your surgery, brother?
My surgery was fine. Ojo loco. Yeah.
Man, I heard you were losing an eye, and I was like, man, not Juanito loquito, man. He's going to be one-eyed Johnny. Oh, man, he's going to look like a pirate.
We were
Johnny
hoping.
Johnny Crenshaw.
We were hoping.
Johnny Crenshaw, that's me.
He never jumped off.
Nope.
Hey, well, I'm glad you're all right, Johnny. You know what I'm saying? It's a holiday show. Really don't care about the Rockets or the Texans. The season's over pretty much, and I'm just waiting for the disaster that the Houston Astros. But I was going to tell you, if this is a holiday show, if this is a question for Lance. When can we get Marty back to, like, give us, like, life advice? I feel like the 10-year-old kind of, like, you know, that segment was like pure gold, man. And Mahdi, man, she is the truth, bro.
Oh,
I mean,
she is not
back, man.
She does not back off. Oh, trust me, Mariana will do. If you wanted her on every day, she would come on every day. She has no fear. She loves to talk. She loves to impose her beliefs and will on other people. Mm-hmm. She is sweet. She helps a homeless for her birthday. But, you know, there's what she said something the other day about COVID. I mean, somebody said something. It's not funny. COVID is killing people. Like, what did they even talk about COVID? What are you talking about? She's just, you know, she wants to sue Saturday Night Live for some inappropriate language and jokes that they've said over the years. So they're on her
list.
They're
in the crosshairs?
They're in the crosshairs for a lawsuit.
Oh, no.
She's planned on doing that for years.
Right.
But
right. What did you want to talk about, La Raza?
No, I had a question for Lance. Who are you more afraid of, your wife, David Gao, or Mahdi? I'll hang up and listen.
Not even close. Wife. Wife? Not even close. Wife followed by Mahdi, followed by David Gao.
Yeah, David Gao is not an imposing.
David's not an imposing mean
no,
person.
No, no.
I'm not saying the others are mean.
Are you saying your wife and Mahdi are?
They're not mean, but they're, but they
prickly.
Mahdi doesn't, yeah, miss a chance to keep an eye on anything I say or do. Like if somebody, if we're watching TV and or watching a show and somebody uses a bad word, she immediately goes. Or if Nicole says a bad word, this is what she does for me. She looks over me like, huh, did you hear that, Dad? She gives me like, that's interesting. And so
she can't stop her mother,
Nicole,
though.
But Nicole can go off at any time about me not putting up Christmas lights, me not helping with Christmas presents every year. Every year, this is the worst time of year. Every year, this is the worst.
This is the worst.
She now has said she hates Thanksgiving and Christmas. So now there's two holidays that she absolutely hates.
Wow, that's a shame.
Thanksgiving and
it's
Christmas.
It's the birth of our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, well, she hates it.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, it's not
See,
even.
And David Gao,
it's not even close.
And David Gao, honestly, in a fight, Del, who you got? Lance or Gao?
Gao.
Huh?
He's Gao. Rangy.
Now. You got Gao?
He's not athletic. David Gao played quarterback in high school and
that's
college,
true.
Right?
That's true. Lance ain't can't athletic. Even walk
I played,
across
I
the
played
curb.
Guard.
For a college team?
No, I think I but David Gao is rangy.
He is rangy.
Like he looks like somebody who would have boxed in college at Cornell.
Wait a minute. Like
I boxed
like
in college
Johnson?
At Cornell.
He didn't pass box.
He Look, didn't do that.
It's probably not the appropriate language for David Gao. David Gao would F Lance up.
I don't know. He's got stick arms.
Athletic, though.
I feel like
he's
he can
athletic,
stick and
but
move.
He's,
I think like he could stick
too
and
long.
Move.
Lance can't move.
If he was shorter,
me.
I mean,
he would have
I think
to outpoint me. Put Del in a fight with Gao. Why are
wrestle.
You putting us and me in a fight
he
with Gao?
Not
said
me.
Who you afraid of.
Yeah, not who I'm afraid of.
Well, it's not even close. It's no. My wife.
Well, but in now
I take her
doesn't even.
Fight
I don't even
you.
Need to. I don't even need to have a discussion about this because she can make my life miserable.
Now that John has taken it a step further, Lance wouldn't stand a chance against David Gao.
You don't think so?
He would be heavy breathing.
No, but I know.
That's
but
true.
I think if Gao tried to bring him down, he couldn't.
Yeah, no, he would bring him down, but no. He could just pepper him.
If Lance can get him on the ground, it's over.
Lance
yeah. Ground and pound.
Yeah. Lance ain't got those skills.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I know how to do double underhooks. It's just
no,
a matter of, will I hurt myself?
You're not going to get, you can't even use your shoulder.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right
well,
now.
One arm, you're one
Although,
arm.
Look at this.
What?
Look
what?
How much better.
That's all Gao's got to do is push your arm back and it's over.
Yeah. So much pain.
Yeah. But you're right. I got Gao.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shoot, look at this.
That's not a fight. What do you mean shooting?
My elbow with my yeah. shoulder this high.
No, but
it's coming around,
what
Del.
What does that have to do with fighting David
Before
Gao?
You know it, I'm going to fight David Gao. I don't know why, but apparently Del's starting to fight up.
Not me. John did that. I didn't do that.
Did
he
you?
Did.
But it seems like you do it.
No, I'm just agreeing with you.
I thought you did it.
I didn't start it. He did.
Are you sure?
I didn't start nothing.
I
don't
can
start
play it
none,
back.
Won't be none.
All I said is... Gao
how did
take,
that happen?
Gao would take
I don't
you.
Even know how that happened. La Raza didn't say something of who's. He said who you're
yeah,
more,
who
afraid,
you're more
of.
Afraid of.
And I gave an answer, and somehow it turned into you guys are breaking down a fight between me and the guy who signs my paycheck.
And John said, "What about in the fight?" And I said, "Gao would mop you up."
That's
all.
True.
I didn't
and now
bring it up.
I'm with you. It's a whole shoulder thing.
Yeah, he can't move.
Yeah, but look at this. It's getting closer.
No,
no.
Look at this.
You're still doing this.
Look at
yeah.
this.
Can, look. It's all he has to do is push your arm back, and it's
oh,
over.
Oh, really? Look at this.
You yeah. got T-Rex arms right
look
now.
He does. He got little.
What are you doing?
It's like when
but you can't rotate him. Look what you're doing. He yeah. can't rotate that arm. Yeah. He's extending it. He hurt himself.
All right. Adrian, what's going on, Adrian?
Oh, man.
Morning, guys. Morning.
How are you?
Great show as normal. Lance, don't worry. I got your back.
Thank you.
Somehow. Okay.
Thank you. I got Adrian with me.
I'm with La Raza. I'm waiting for this baseball season to terminally start and put me in the hospital because it's the only thing we got left. As far as Harden, James, you want out of here. You're throwing balls at people like you're Michael Jordan and you're walking around with rings. Okay, this is a new regime. New regime should look at him and go, you want out of here that bad? Let's call Sacramento and see what they got to offer. Yes. Bye, James. Have fun in Sacramento.
Love it.
Great show, guys.
Well, thanks.
Keep it up. Peace.
Yeah, here's the problem with Sacramento, though. Sacramento is, if you send them there, other stars are going to see that and go, look at how you treated James.
Once again, don't care.
Yeah, I know, but your money, you still got to be.
Your $40 million spends just like anybody else, and you didn't treat James any kind of way, and they probably don't like James. Those stars probably don't like James. And they're also going to see how unreasonable he is, and they're also going to know that James got everything he wanted for 9 years.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be a case at all, that they treated him any kind of way. They'd see that you did what's best for The Rock. I tell you what's worse is that Daryl Morey was known as a mass trade guy, mass movement guy, and there wasn't – I mean, that didn't stop people from coming. You knew you couldn't stay here longer than 2 years.
Well, it might have, guys
kept coming.
No, but remember Dwight when that – and I guess it's all okay now, but Dwight and his agent were like, Daryl Morey just treats you like a commodity. It's not, and that was the rumor about Daryl. You don't know that guys didn't come here because of that. You don't know that there weren't guys that went, I ain't going to Houston.
Yeah, but I mean,
And then the other thing is, well, and you, I ain't going to Houston because I ain't playing with James.
Yeah, we don't know.
You don't know.
First and foremost, you take the best deal possible. If it's Sacramento, see ya. I mean, it's not going to be Sacramento. I mean, you'd have to start with Fox. You'd have to start there. But yeah, but I mean, whatever the best deal is, that's what I'm taking if I'm Rafael Stone.
Wouldn't Sacramento be smart to do that?
I mean, I would
think
so.
If you can get James Harden over anybody they got?
We can convince James. We'll give him all this money. We will have a plan that once Harden's in, we're going to bring in this player.
The problem is James has got so much money now, he said, I ain't going to Sacramento.
It isn't about money for James.
No. I ain't going.
He's already told you. His mom told you.
And he would say, I ain't going.
His mom told you it's a better
ring. You can trade me to Sacramento. I ain't going.
Yeah, no. You're right.
Mel is here. What up, Mel?
Hey, fellas. I don't know, other than the fact that he's getting $40 million a year, he's like a petulant child. Just sit him on the bench. Don't even let him practice. Just have him sitting around, not doing a damn thing. And, just do that to him and let's see what happens.
I think that may end up happening, though. I could see a point where he becomes... I don't know. Do you think he'll go to the Anthony Davis angle? I still think James will play. I think James likes to play too much.
I would hope so. We'll find out tomorrow.
I don't think he'll get to a point where they have to sit him for insubordination. Because if you sit him for insubordination, you fine him for insubordination.
Yeah. Well, it might be getting to a point where it's untenable. It'll be interesting to see tomorrow. That'll be very interesting.
Why tomorrow? Because the sham stuff broke today? About him
because there's
throwing
a game
somebody?
Tomorrow.
Oh, just because of the beginning of the season.
Yeah. 825 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3779.
Remember, the Rockets traded for him fairly late. Also, when they traded for him the first time around.
Yeah.
925. I know we had a discussion.
What did I say?
I know we had a discussion earlier.
825 like in the mountains.
You want to work? You seem like you really want to work this week. Don't give us an extra hour. It's 925.
I do want to work. I want to work Thursday, and you two don't.
Well, no one is working Thursday.
Well, I know, but I'm the only one that's around here that says we should be working on Christmas Eve.
A homeless shelter to go feed people, and
you're supposed to, or you're going to?
I'm probably going to now.
But wait a minute. Are you probably going to, or can we make the commitment now? Because I'll call over
to who?
The shelter.
You don't have their number.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, it's you don't have.
You've never been there.
Yeah.
You've never been there.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some different.
Probably, or do you want to make, let's make that commitment.
If they're open.
They're open on Christmas Eve?
You don't think a shelter is open on Christmas Eve?
I got to see. But that's something that there's consideration of for my family of going there. For members of my family.
I might be in the mountains, though. You don't know. The Blue Mountains. You don't know where I'm at right now.
Yeah, but currently, without a Coors Light commercial, you're on
You're in Central Time, which makes it 9:20.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yes.
9:26 ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Del, Lance is watching this Chinese guy again.
No, he's American.
Yeah.
What is your obsession?
I don't know what it is. But I think Lance might be able to pull this off, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
You're working on it?
I'm starting to learn some of the words and language, and I am going to speak fluently.
By when?
Next week.
Oh, okay.
Maybe when we come back.
He'll have a lot of time to work on it.
Yeah, because he's off all next week.
So we should expect
Lance. Why don't you take the family somewhere? Drive somewhere to the mountains or something?
They should. I've got to do draft stuff.
No, it's
five players a day.
It's Christmas time.
Five players a day.
You can do it in the car while Nicole drives.
Oh, that doesn't.
You think if the
doesn't Alec have his license yet?
No,
he doesn't.
I let Alec drive my car for the first time out where my parents live, in a subdivision that's not heavily populated out in like open roads, no houses on the side, and we almost wrecked. Like, I don't even know how it's possible. And that's the first time he's been in a car with brake, gas. And I'm thinking, there's nothing here. Like, this is the easiest trip. But you take for granted, you can't just get in a car and, like, start driving.
Well, I don't know. I did when I was young.
Yeah, but we were just smarter. Like, kids have gotten dumb.
No, that
they're just not functional.
I couldn't wait. And
kids don't have street smarts. They're not they don't functionally do things. We used to figure things out. They have YouTube to tell them how to do everything. And some things they can do. Like Drake has learned a ton of stuff off YouTube.
YouTube taught me how to change brake pads.
Yeah, YouTube taught Drake how to change oil. Drake does everything from YouTube. Yeah. But my kids, they act like they don't I don't know what the answer is to this. You have the encyclopedia of the world called the internet. Are you kidding me? Kids are just, they're just too dumb now. They're just, and they just don't have feel and instinct. And yeah, we would do whatever it took. To drive? Right. Oh, let's go. I just have a feeling of what it feels like to drive. I can figure this out. They can't figure anything out. I can figure out how to sneak out of my house.
Break. That's the gas. Oh, you turn?
Yeah.
That's not, how hard is this?
Yeah. I could figure out how to sneak out of my house and sneak back in if there was something to go out, you know, after.
I don't even
What?
What?
Go out after.
Well, if you had a reason to.
Were you hunting?
Yeah.
You made things work.
We used to steal our parents' cars all the time.
I told one of my kids.
You never did that?
No.
Oh, we did all the time.
I did it too. I went into my parents' house. I could hear like snoring. And so I opened up the door. I mean, God, this is so stupid. I went in and got my dad's keys. I'm on the ground getting the keys. I closed the door, or maybe it was my mom's keys. And then I go out the back door and I go out. Now their window is by the door. So what I do is put the car in neutral, and I start to push it down, and then I run. I get back in the car as it's just starting to roll, and I let it go all the way down. I turn. Now, when the car's not on, you know, you can't really steer it as well. So I'm like, and then I turn the car on, and I wait to turn the lights on. I mean, that could be – my dad is a Marine and an offensive line coach. What? But I wanted to go to this part. I wanted to go to this party, so it was what it was. When I come back, I drive, and I literally turn off the lights, and as I'm getting back in, I throw it in neutral, and I turn off the car, the engine, as I'm going up the driveway, and I somehow pulled that one off. I told one of my kids that, and they almost lost their – they could not believe I wouldn't have never told Mahdi that. But I think I told Snacks, who is also most likely to do something like that. But this is – I ever tell you when we were doing the show? Actually, I wasn't doing the show with you. I was at 790. Drake was in high school, he was in high school. I go out. The show's at 6 a.m. I go out of my house at 5:30, and Drake's pulling his car up as I'm going out. He's turning his lights off. He thinks he's being real slick, and I see him. I'm like, 5:30 in the morning, I'm like, what? He goes, I had to go get my friend Dedrick. He didn't have a ride because he had been drinking. And, I mean, it's total lie. Total lie. And I lost all respect for Drake because you know what time I go to work.
You got to be back at four.
How do you not know to be back at 5, at 4:30, and sneak back in your window? That's just dumb. I lost all respect for his ability to sneak out. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Why would you come back when a morning radio show host at 5:30? Are you a fool? And the answer is yes.
Yeah. No, you got to. Hey, my kids still call me during the show. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
They still don't know what time.
I know.
And so, yeah. 9:35.
I bet Frankie snuck out. Frankie didn't have to sneak out. She probably just went out with your blessing.
No. See you, Frankie. It's about 2 in the morning. Bye, Frankie.
Yeah, but that was a fun thing. Sneaking out was part of the fun, though.
Yeah, it was.
Until you got caught because some dumbass in your group broke Christmas lights, got out of the car and started smashing Christmas lights in Pecan Grove. And when you turn around, your whole car turns around. Security standing right there.
Ooh.
And then your parents. And then because I live in Pecan Grove, me and Mac Jones have to take.
Mac Jones?
Yeah, different Mac Jones. But Mac Jones also is one who broke some of the lights. But we're the ones because we live in Pecan Grove. We got to take all the heat.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, you did.
You know who didn't do stuff like that? Johnny Harris, because Johnny was a good kid.
No,
Johnny didn't get mixed up in that best kind of nonsense.
Mrs. Phelan said he was the best
student
ever.
Johnny didn't get mixed up in the shenanigans and hooliganism that we did.
No, well, you were drunk probably. Johnny wasn't. Let's get Underrated Mess in here. What do you say, Underrated Mess?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I just wanted to provide a reminder to Longhorn Keith and Scott, Joe and Flo and whatever, that they really don't need to call the radio station anymore for the rest of the year or comment because their opinions don't matter till next year. So leave the airways free, fellas.
Wow. Hey, Chris. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I just told you don't even call.
Is that the Longhorn Creed now? Nothing matters this year because it's
what
weird.
About Longhorn basketball?
Well, it's a weird year. Does it matter? Well, their season will end in 2021. Does it matter then?
Well, they don't see. You know what, though? That's exactly what they want. They were mediocre, and they don't want to remember this season. So that, you know what? You're just helping them out, Underrated Mess.
But now he thinks all their opinions are invalid. Anything they say this year is invalid. They have to wait till next year because this is a weird year.
This kind of is a weird year. It's a weird year. I don't think there's any question. But I didn't know you had to validate this season with next season. So LSU's national championship doesn't count?
It means less.
Oh. Means less, yeah.
It doesn't count. Even though they
what did
lost
you do this year? 19, were you able to sustain
lost
it?
19 players.
Did you sustain it?
The bowl coordinators. They hired Bo Pelini. It doesn't count that you hired Bo Pelini
and then fired him. You're the dregs of the conference.
You're just another team
Congratulations.
Now. Congratulations. Mm. You're just like Auburn. Don't worry about it. You had your uptick last year.
And then
now you're
over.
Back to being Auburn.
Now you're back to being, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
But now I do. So nothing that they did last year counts because you got to wait till next year.
No, it counts.
You got to wait.
No, it counts. It just means less.
You got to wait.
You have to validate success with more success.
That's what Longhorn Scott said.
No, what he said was you have to use the next 10 years to validate what happens this year. I'm saying LSU's championship last year, clearly it mattered. We all saw. It counts. It just means less because you stunk this year.
It means less.
Yes.
You stunk. Even though you had all those players that went to the
NFL.
All those players?
If you're a program,
went to the NFL?
If you're a program and not a team, you wouldn't have fallen apart like you did.
Those players in the NFL don't count now because...
Well, one of the... What player? I don't see... All your guys get injured. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Joe Burrow. So did they really play in the NFL if they're not even playing
Justin
now?
Justin Jefferson?
LSU's called Broke Down Palace now.
How do you do?
I don't know. He's yelling at his... He's a cancer yelling at his quarterback.
He did. F. Kirk.
Can't trust those LSU players.
You know it's bad when a rookie's yelling at you. Wow.
F. Kirk.
Throw the ball.
Here's what Kirk could say. You know what? You could be playing in Philadelphia right now, okay? Would you like to be playing with Carson Wentz?
No.
Then be quiet.
How about Jalen?
That's what he could have said. He could have come back with, I don't play for Carson Wentz anymore. I play for Jalen Ramsey. Actually, I do play for Carson Wentz now.
You're Carson Wentz.
You're Carson Wentz.
And Kirk,
that's why he dabbed.
And Cousins would have said,
you like that? You like that?
No. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes playing with Kirk.
Nobody.
All right. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We've had a bunch of calls. Yeah, everybody at LSU is getting fired. Bo Pelini, out. Bill Bush, safeties coach, out. Mm-hmm. Defensive line coach, Bill Johnson, out.
The only one
passing game coordinator, Scott Linehan, out.
I think the only defensive guy who's likely to survive is Corey Raymond.
Corey Raymond.
He's
Corey
a
Raymond's
great recruiter.
That. Yeah.
DB coach, or cornerback coach, I guess.
Right. And they had another good corner.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah. That's what they do. They put out really good corners.
Yes.
Tre'Davious White, by the way, made the Pro Bowl from the Bills.
He was good coming out, man. I couldn't believe he didn't get more. I mean, he got love, but I was like, man, this guy's mirror and match footwork. The ability to match a release with your feet is one of the hardest things to do. He was the smoothest that I have studied, and I started it in 2015. So, anyway.
All right. 940 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Quickest breaks in the business.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Lamont, we'll get to you here. But first, looks like Boise State wants to join the AAC in football. They don't want to join in the rest of in the other sports, but how much stronger would the AAC be if Boise gets in?
It would be better, certainly. Yeah, be better. I just don't know what it means, other than they can say, hey, we have a really good conference, because we had, I mean, not everything should be about the college football playoff when it comes to the sport, but strengthening your conference is about upping your profile, and Cincinnati was really good, undefeated, and it didn't matter. But it would just make the AAC even better, but I don't know what it means for the conference as far as stature.
A win over Boise definitely boosts your strength of schedule. A win over, I mean, yeah, and listen, this was an off year because you only played conference. You know, if they get some non-conference games, you know, the guys on the other day were talking about a University of Houston 2016 beating Oklahoma, and they had one other win, but unfortunately they lost a game.
Well, the next year, didn't they beat Louisville the next year?
No, they beat them that year. That's right. They beat Louisville that year with Lamar Jackson winning the Heisman.
I thought it was the year after Lamar won the Heisman. I have to remember because they beat Houston. I forgot. They lost a conference game they shouldn't have lost.
Yeah, they lost. No, didn't they lose to Navy or SMU?
Yeah, I think it might have been Navy. The SMU year was the second year under Herman where they started off like 8-0 or something, and then they faltered down the stretch. Where they lost to Memphis in the last game where he was lying about what job he was taking. SMU was the big surprise, I think, the following year.
They beat...
I think. I don't know.
No, they beat Louisville that year, 36-10, 2016. They lost to SMU 38-16. Otherwise, and they lost to Navy as well. But they beat Houston. I mean, they beat Oklahoma 33-23 to start the season. That's the kind of... You beat Louisville with Lamar Jackson and beat the snot out of them, too, by the way. And you beat Oklahoma... And then you have a conference that includes Boise, Cincinnati, Central Florida. I mean, you can now all of a sudden you got yourself an argument.
But think about how that Louisville game came about as far as scheduling. You know, those things get scheduled years in advance. Louisville just happened to have a Heisman Trophy winner. And you happen to get them coming to your place because you had already played them on the road. The likelihood of that occurring, the stars all aligned for them for that to happen, and then they couldn't take advantage of it because they lost games in conference. 2015 they go 13-1 and they lose to 2015 was their 13-1 year and they lost to UConn.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, and that the next year. They beat Louisville with Lamar Jackson, but that wasn't his Heisman year.
The year before.
The next year, they beat him at home, and that was the year where Ed Oliver just wrecked shop. They couldn't block anyone, and that was his Heisman year, I believe. But they lost to Navy and SMU and Memphis. So, yeah. So even the year they went 13-1, they did. And the 13-1 year was the Oklahoma year. They beat Oklahoma and beat Louisville and screwed it up. Yeah.
With those losses.
So even with the big losses, with Lamar Jackson winning the Heisman.
No, but what they were saying on the show was, had they taken care of all their business, now all of a sudden, that's a real that would have been, that's the recipe for getting into playoff for the Group of Five, beating a big name Power Five school, not a Vanderbilt or a Baylor, beating an OU and beating a Lamar Jackson and beating them the way that they did. Had they taken care of their business, now all of a sudden you've got an argument in Group of Five.
Yeah.
Because Cincinnati didn't have that schedule this year.
No, I don't know what they would have had in a normal year, but yeah, it wasn't on their schedule at all. So they had to just did what they could and beat their conference opponents. That was a unique year, and we see a team who did go undefeated, UCF, didn't have the out of conference and didn't work.
Nope.
And what's the impetus or what's the reasoning for a legit Power Five school with national title aspirations every year to schedule a game like that anymore?
Yeah, and if it goes the way that the Power Five is talking, there won't be any Group of Five versus Power Five games anymore.
Yeah, there's no Oklahoma did it, and they had the return matchup last year, and they won it. But why would Oklahoma ever put themselves in that position again?
Never. Not with Houston, they won't.
Yeah, unless it's a home game.
Yeah. Let's get Lamont in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Lamont?
Hey, man, this is a hypothetical. Let's just say that, and by the way, I'm a Jaguars hater, but let's just say Jaguars get Trevor Lawrence. Which would be a more attractive job, in your opinion, Lance and John? The Bengals with $54 million in cap or the Jaguars?
The Bengals or the Jags?
Better job?
Better job.
And the Bengals have been a losing organization for a long time.
No, they
haven't.
Well,
they haven't been. They're a cheap organization.
Yeah.
But I would say probably Bengals.
Probably Bengals, because I don't know where I'm going to be if it's
now, the Jags. I might, you know, you might like Trevor Lawrence better than Joe Burrow. Do you like DJ Chark better than Higgins? I mean, I don't know. Tyler Boyd's there.
Was people beating down I don't know the Bengals situation when they drafted Joe Burrow, but did they have any openings for like GM or coaches? And if so, was anybody beating down their door to get in for that job?
No, Zach Taylor was just gotten hired. He had 1 year in the business. Yeah, yeah.
They weren't going to get rid of Zach Taylor after just 1 year.
No, they're the Bengals. Yeah. They're going to let this sucker play out.
Well, they're going to, if he's got 5 years, he's going to work 5 years.
Yeah, they're not going to pay anybody extra.
No, that's the problem with the Bengals organization. But are the Jags much better?
I don't know that they have a great reputation. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just they've had Coughlin, Dave Caldwell. They've had, you know, Doug Marrone. It's the same kind of flavorless squad. I don't. They had Jack Del Rio. I don't know. I don't know which job would be considered better.
You guys are talking yourselves down off of the Jaguars.
Well, so here's the thing. Trevor Lawrence is a big, Trevor Lawrence is a really big drawing point.
It never was Bengals versus, it was always the jobs that are open. So that's a bit tougher question, I think. As far as the jobs that are open, the Jaguars with Trevor Lawrence is a more attractive job than the Texans is. That seems to be more
because he's going to be cheap for at least 4 years. 5 years
and you got a mess here with no draft picks now and a roster that just sucks and Jack Easterby here, but as far as the Bengals go, I don't know. That's a tough question. I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. We'll see if Trevor Lawrence, but again, the ownership, I think the ownership is almost a wash. I'm not sure if the Browns.
Hey guys.
I think you might be right.
Hey guys.
Yeah, what's up?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you guys again into Christmas and Mighty Rules.
Monty does.
All right, we'll see you, Lamont. Monty, she didn't put up with your stuff either. Mr. Granato said some really inappropriate things, and he is not my number one. I like Dell better than Mr. Granato.
That was a long time ago. She
that
said
was a long
that.
Time ago. She said changed that. And she didn't know all the things Dell has said.
She answered all my questions the other day. I was very appropriate.
For once.
I was very, extremely appropriate. I like my appropriateness is off the charts right now.
That
seems like a stretch.
No.
My appropriateness is off the charts is something I never thought I'd hear anyone say about you. Which actually, you've only said it about yourself.
Best bet right now. The Chiefs are 7-4 to win the Super Bowl, less than 2-1.
Or?
Packers are 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
Saints are 15-2, which is 7.5-1. Bills are 10-1.
I told you my midseason prediction was Bills over Saints.
You still like that now?
I like the Bills' chances. Yeah. I think the Bills could go head to head with the Chiefs, and they've got a shot. I mean, look, I obviously like the Bills to win, and they would be, but your home field advantage isn't as dominant, obviously, in this weird year. And I think the Bills at 10-1 versus, if it's not the Bills at 10-1, I would take the, who was the second team?
Packers.
No, I don't want them. I'd take the Saints. Either the Saints or the Bills.
Well, Packers
I
would are going to have home field now. Saints got to go up there with Drew Brees and frozen ribs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you assume he'll get better. He was very rusty. He was not good the other day.
He did not look good at all.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't look good
at all. But they got a good defense.
The Bills ain't going to be afraid to play in cold weather, nope. Even in Kansas City.
I'm telling you, I think the Bills are, I just think it's a good value play at 10-1. They just have to win one game. Would they win a three-game series? No. But can they win one? I think the Bills can win one.
What
they
about
got
the Buccaneers at 12-1?
No, I don't think Tom Brady's good enough.
I don't know.
We've seen Tom Brady.
He looked pretty damn good in the second
against
half.
Against the Falcons, second-half Falcons. The second-half Falcons are one of the worst teams in football history.
That's true.
This very specifically second-half Falcons.
Ever since 28-3. Ever since 28-3, they've been a disaster stopping people with a lead. This year has been unbelievable how they've given up leads. Unbelievable.
Yep.
And they did it again. That's just so Falcon. That is so Falcon.
But it's become a thing.
The Rams dropped to 14-1. Man, they were darlings before the Jets came.
You get beat by the Jets, the luster's gone. I don't think 14-1's that.
I think that's pretty good.
I'd say good. I'll take my shot of 14-1.
Yeah, that's not bad. Those aren't bad odds. Ravens are up to 16-1 after a couple of wins, and the Steelers are down to 20-1. The Steelers were up near the top, and now they're. How about the Titans at 28-1? Wait a minute here. The Titans at 28-1 might be a great play.
They can't score with.
Oh, really?
But you know, it's a lottery.
They're the Aggies, is what they are.
It's a lottery.
They're going to control the ball.
Yeah. Well, you got to really pound them, but they're the lottery scratch off tick at 28-1. Throw something on that.
I mean, they play. That's his Aggie football they play.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we don't look pretty. We got Kellen Mond Tannehill.
You hear that?
We've got Derrick Henry.
The Titans play Aggie football.
Yeah.
Brutal efficiency?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Jimbo started.
It's ball control. We're going to run it down your throat.
The Titans have an Aggie quarterback.
Yeah.
I thought the Aggies play Titan football.
They're the NFL Aggies.
I thought the Aggies play Titan football. It's the other way?
In Texas. They play Aggie football.
They play Aggie football.
I mean, truth be told, man, they got a lot of running backs that are Aggie. I'm telling you.
The Aggies.
I'm telling you, I really wish the Aggies would have gotten the playoffs because I think A&M and Alabama would have been a much more interesting game than Notre Dame. I hope Notre Dame gets beat 50.
I do, too. I'm going to say
no offense,
this.
Notre Dame.
I'm telling you this, and I'm just going to say I'm saying it, and I've never ever said this. Isaiah Spiller reminds me of Walter Payton. He runs people over. He's not the fastest guy, but he can. He's got some wiggle, and he's got power. The first guy never tackles him. Spiller has got some Walter Payton in him. And he does a little high step every.
He is really, really, really good. Did you see how disrespectful and how hilarious the Bengals Twitter account was?
No, what did they do?
Von Bell smacked Juju Smith-Schuster. Yeah. And it said, Von knocks it out from Pittsburgh TikTok star. They're calling Juju a TikTok star.
How about Juju with his the logo thing he does?
He dances on other people's logos.
And then what happened?
Well, Von Bell said, dance on this.
How'd that taste? How'd that taste, Juju? Your name is Juju, by the way.
Juju Smith. I don't. What's that short for? What's Juju short for? Maybe he should go with just the regular name. John Sherman Smith-Schuster. That's his full name.
John Sherman?
Yes.
And that's Juju?
Sure, his grandma gave.
I'm sure his little brother couldn't say his name or
possibly.
Something.
Possibly. You know how those things go.
Yeah. 9:57. Beat it, Lance.
Lance, you leaving?
Well, not before you talk about Craig DeSurf.
Craig DeSurf is, Craig is your intro and your outro to 2020. He stayed with us all the way through the pandemic, was a great sponsor. But, you know, they also were selling a lot of cars, a lot of trucks, a lot of SUVs. Business was very, very good at the same time that manufacturers had stopped manufacturing. And so, you know, every car dealership, their numbers were dwindling, and now they've been slowly building up. Well, this is a great time because now more than ever, they want to get the 2021 vehicles on the lots. And so they've got employee pricing on the last month of the year. How about that? And customer purchase allowance as well. So they've now thrown in their best offer, which is the employee pricing for everyone and customer cash allowance. And of course, you get your trade-in value for the vehicle you're trading in. This is the lowest prices that you've seen. It's the best program of 2020, and it is available for you for 2020 and 2021 vehicles in stock, select models, and you can check them out at LanceZCars.com. Don't miss out on this. This is a great opportunity as they continue to re-bolster their inventory, and now is the time for you to get great prices like never before at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.